All right, y'all ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is Obi, Chloe, Slater. We start every single morning with the national anthem. Today, we're sending it out to a very special group of y'all. You work for fantastic brands in which we rely on, especially during our holidays, especially during our hurricanes. And yeah, we just want to appreciate you today.
Yeah, shouting out the national grocers, especially the local ones here at our Publix, our Winn-Dixie's, wherever you shop to get your stuff.
Albertsons, Walmart.
There's a lot of people that are going to be loading up, especially with those meats and those chickens. Some seafood, baby, to toss on the grill with 4th of July.
You'll get a good laugh. I was at Walmart yesterday, and then I also went to Publix twice because I had to go back out and forgot something. And the grocery stores are really busy right now. It's actually that really fun time of year when you walk in, and Publix has all their 4th of July balloons. They've got their strawberries and their, you know, all their fruits on sale because a lot of people are making those fun 4th of July dishes. And so it's just a reminder to give yourself some grace, have some patience as you brace the grocery store. Stores over the next couple days.
Yeah, and you know, I know you mentioned the big brands, Slater, and then Chloe, you went ahead and you threw in Trader Joe's. That also reminds me of like Whole Foods, Sprouts, those of y'all who keep those stores looking good. So this way we come in and we could feast on those things this holiday. So to you this morning, the national anthem from us here at
K92.3.
There is so much positivity that way outweighs the negativity in this world. And so that's why we want to make sure we highlight them. It's what makes this world go around with doing the right thing.
It totally does. And we in Central Florida, we're halfway through summer for a lot of the kids. There's a summer camp that I want to shout out. I think this is so cool. And there are so many summer camps here in Central Florida that could probably do the same thing. The summer camp, it's usually a fun place for games, hanging out, maybe some learning. I know. Learning in the summer. But there is one summer camp that is taking it to the next level, giving kids an opportunity to get away with not only having fun in games, but also offering up a place for homeless youth to come together and actually join the other kids, having academic learning along with the summer fun. This is in Baltimore. Camp St. Vincent is doing this, going around to the shelters and saying, hey, how about free summer camp that you can come, you can experience, you can make friends. Aww. And even if you don't go to the schools in this community, you can have these friends and make these experiences. Something that I, as a parent, Obi, I'm sure you can too. Like, you want your kid every single day to have a great day, great experience, maybe make friends so that way you can grow up. And the director of this camp is talking about this morning.
Being a beacon in the city for kids who have those financial circumstances that don't allow them to be able to have access, and then open doors for them that they can see themselves in the future doing some of the things that we provide.
Wow, man. And I love the fact that you can be one of these kids who you get the experience of hanging with other kids who you traditionally probably wouldn't hang with on a regular day, which broadens how you can be in the workforce later on when you work with people who probably weren't like who you hung out with in high school.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, if you are listening to us right now, think back to your days at summer camp. You remember them. I, at 27, still remember, like, vividly some of my favorite summer camps that my mom and dad let me be a part of, and some of those friends that I still talk to this day.
Yeah, it's a core memory for so many of us going back to a childhood and be like, wow, it felt like way longer than 2 months that I got a chance to hang out with
felt
those
like
kids.
A year.
And then you have to wait 10 months to actually come together again. So to this camp, and in particular, the Camp St. Vincent and any others that find it in their heart to open their doors to people that can't afford it today, that is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Trisha Yearwood, K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. Now, you know, at 710, which is right around the corner, if you've signed up for the $1,000 minute, that's where we give you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You answer them all, you get $1,000. If you signed up, be ready to answer the call here in minutes.
Now, I know we're all very excited for being 4th of July. We're also going to be at all different kinds of fun fireworks events in your town. So make sure you check them out, K92.3Orlando.com. But y'all, I'm a little nervous because Millie is officially 4 months old now, and this will be her first time experiencing the fireworks.
And this is your chocolate lab. Now, wait a minute, because Chloe, You spent an extra month or two with your dog being trained, mm-hmm. but your dog wasn't trained around any shotguns or,
right.
or okay. The only reason why I say that is because, they want their dog to be a duck dog.
Right.
If your dog is ever going to retrieve ducks, it must first be comfortable with being around
shots. You should get a little bit
shots.
Of a refund
totally.
If they didn't train and just do shotgun sounds to the dog.
They didn't.
I could get you a CD that's the best of shotgun sounds.
Oh, my goodness.
You could just play for them.
And so I guess I'm coming here just for any advice that you have. Let us know on our Facebook page, or you can give us a call, 844-254-9232 of... What do you do with your dogs? I have heard from the vet that if there's medication that I need to give her because she's that anxious, we can go that route. I've seen different things of like, they make puppy headphones. Have you guys heard of those? Like thunder jackets that the dogs can wear. So it'll be really interesting tomorrow just to see how she reacts. I'm definitely going to try to keep her in the house and be home with her.
Sure.
Just in case.
Well, knowing your dog Millie the way that I know your dog Millie.
Because you've spent so much time with her, right?
So much. So we talk when you're not around.
Okay.
So I would say make sure whatever you get from Millie, get a duplicate for yourself. So that way you have matching thunder vests.
Okay.
Okay. Also those earmuffs. So that way you both will be protected, because I know also the fireworks, do they bother you?
No, they don't bother me. I love the fireworks.
I would assume that maybe the best thing to do is probably take that dog, lock it in a bathroom with some really fun music.
Oh.
You know what? Actually, I don't know what to do, because as mm-hmm. long as I've owned dogs, they've always hated fireworks.
Right.
Except one Chihuahua that we owned that always wanted to get the fireworks.
Well, and I think what'll be a real test tomorrow is Millie doesn't bark. I've heard her bark probably 3 or 4 times total. Okay? I mean, that says a lot. People knock at the door. People are hanging out. Nothing. Doesn't make a peep. So if she starts to bark or make any noise, that's how I'll know, like, yeah, she's not loving this.
Yeah, and maybe her first year, you're just going to have to hang with her.
Totally.
Yeah. Can't you just put something on TV? Maybe not the fireworks, by the way. Probably not the best. But like a dog movie. Put on like Planet Animal or something like that. Animal Planet.
This is where we need a pro. This is where
exactly.
we need the professionals to tell us exactly what to do.
Yeah, okay.
But the all-access Jelly Roll draining his bank account for one fan. Why? That in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Why Jelly Roll drained his bank account for one special fan. But first, we're sending all of our love and prayers to Chris Young. His sweet dad suffered a heart attack over the weekend, and Chris was actually out on the road at the time, and he shared a message saying, quote, I don't even have the words. On a day where my dad had a heart attack, you lifted me up. I love country music fans. I'm happy I played. I'm happy my dad is okay. Much love to all of you. So he, you know, kind of went back and forth to play the show. Do I go be with dad? And so ultimately he decided to play the show. And dad is doing well, recovering. I know this is actually dad's second heart attack that he's had.
Last week we talked about Luke Combs freaking out because he found out his wife was going into labor with the second baby. He was in Australia. Now Chris Young had to play his show. His dad had a heart attack.
Mm.
You know, like, that's the reality.
That is reality. And especially when you're on the road like that, right? And,
absolutely.
And when there's no time to, hey, what am I supposed to do? Cancel the next leg of tours? I guess in some cases, yeah, you do.
Right.
You cancel shows.
You have to. You do what you got to do to be there for your family. We're just glad to hear that Chris's dad is doing well. And Morgan Wallen is playing Raymond James Stadium July 11th and 12th. So we're just a couple days away from the show. And we're actually hooking you up with tickets right now. So you can go to our K92.3 Instagram. Hit us a follow if you don't follow us. Comment on the most recent photo we shared of Morgan. Give us your best caption. Some of the captions I was scrolling last night, cracking up. You guys are so funny. Very, very clever. So again, make that caption once. That's all you got to do. And that gets you in the running for these tickets.
And some are not safe for work, okay? We see you. We see you out there trying to get us in trouble.
You're like, ooh, did you just say that?
We see you, and we could possibly be best friends.
And if you need all the details, K923Orlando.com. And then lastly, just another reason we absolutely love our buddy Jelly Roll and adore him. A few weeks ago, he had a show in Nashville when he noticed a fan sign that said, please pay for my tuition. Well, any guesses as to what happened?
I'm going to send somebody from my team to get you. We're going to talk about what college you go to and what your GPA is. And I'll tell you what, I don't have nobody to pay for my college, so I can go.
Oh, man, that's pretty cool. You know, that's got to be cool when you've got the money power capabilities to go ahead and do that for anybody. Hey, you want a new set of teeth? Mm-hmm. I'll take care of your teeth.
Absolutely.
Like, just to have money to do that.
And Jelly's just always giving back and doing so much for country music. And so these stories, they're the best. Like, they just lift you up and bring you so much joy. And how cool that kid gets to go back to school and be like, my college tuition's paid for. By who? Your parents? No, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
Jelly Roll. That's awesome.
The funny thing, though, is that he told me to call him Daddy.
Oh, gosh.
Daddy? Yeah, immediately. How many people calling him Daddy? I'll call him Daddy.
And we're very excited to see Jelly play the Kia Center September 17th. So you can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. We have $1,000 Minute coming up at 7:10. If you're feeling lucky today, you're good at trivia, sign up on the K923 app, and we'll give you a call next.
Toby, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K923.
Hello? Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, Pat. It's Chloe with K923. How are you?
Are you serious? This is Chloe with K923 to play $1,000 Minute?
So serious. It is me.
Oh, my gosh.
Obi and Slater are here, too.
Obi and Slater are also here as well.
Don't think you're on a private date just with Chloe.
Holy crap. I'm with the fire inspector right now getting inspection.
Oh, man. Okay, so why don't you call us back when you're done?
Sure. Please. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Unless you want to play right now in front of him.
Okay.
Sandler, you didn't tell me?
Yeah, hey, can we do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right, man.
All right, this is where we've got 60 seconds up on the clock, 10 questions that we're giving our man here, and Chloe, you've got them all.
Yes. So Pat's actually, you're in the middle of a fire inspection right now?
Yeah, fire
inspection. Okay.
It's a comfortable
and
moment.
The inspector, are you going to help us this morning?
No, I can't help him.
We encourage it. He's going to need as much help as he can.
Help him with the inspection. Maybe not on the $1,000 Minute.
There you go. All right, Pat, 10 trivia questions. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. Whatever answer you lock in first, we do have to take. So feel free to say pass.
Okay.
All right, you ready with 60 seconds, Obi? With question number one. This TV series theme song is "So No One Told Me Life Was Gonna Be This Way."
Prince.
What band sings the hit song "Paint It Black"?
Oh, "Paint It Black." "Paint It Black." Who wrote that hit song "Paint It Black"?
Pass.
Name the great lake that starts with the letter H.
Huron.
Who said to infinity and beyond?
Buzz Lightyear.
What's the midpoint of 10 and 20?
15.
Grimace is a mascot for what fast food restaurant?
McDonald's.
Which actor played Ray Charles in the movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
Which comic strip features a lazy dog named Odie and a sarcastic cat named Garfield?
Garfield.
What color of wine is
That's
it?
That's time.
Oh, you're right there.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
That's the best help we've ever heard in the background, too.
So good.
It was tremendous. Oh, my God. Out of every question that we got to, you only passed on one, and that was, I think, the one that held you up, took you 10 seconds. Rolling Stones did "Paint It Black."
Well, I knew I was going to say Rolling Stones, I swear to God. Oh, my God.
Listen, you were right there, but we do have a great consolation prize out at SeaWorld Orlando. Our friends of Low Cash are performing. We got passes for you to get in to the Bands, Brews, and Barbecue and see Low Cash. Also get in the running for a meet and greet to hang out with the guys.
Boom.
That's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, well, good luck on the inspection, and tell your inspector that we said to do a good job, and we can't wait to hear from you again in the future.
You're just...
Thank all you guys.
Yes. Bye, Pat.
Thank
we'll talk
so
to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K923 app to play.
Ooh. Yeah,
and really, I did like the fact that the fire inspector was there to help
us. Yeah. We tell you, cheat. Now's the
time. Absolutely. Use your resources. But we're trying to help Callie. Her boyfriend has a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Why, though, it could be the end of their relationship? That panic button is in 6 minutes.
K923. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe and Slater.
We got Callie, who lives over by UCF. Callie, first of all, welcome to the show, and I'm sorry that you're hitting the panic button.
Oh, hi. Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, you guys.
Okay, so what's up? How can our listening audience be of service to you?
I'm trying to figure this out. So my boyfriend of the last 8 months, who I adore, is going to be moving in with me.
Oh,
then, like,
that's exciting. Congratulations.
I can see the freak out.
This is like the next step before marriage.
Okay, but this isn't the big problem. This is the good part. But now I don't know if it's good because he's an actor, and mostly he's done like bit parts and commercials. But last week he got cast on a reality dating show. And I can't say which one, okay, just because, like, privacy and stuff, yeah. NDA stuff. But I'm worried because these dating shows, they get pretty physical, and there's, like, kissing and extra, you know what I mean?
Extra, yeah.
And he's like, it's just acting, I'm playing a part. But I don't know, people actually do fall in love on these shows. It's not all BS, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just worried, like, he's going to go off to do this reality show, and, like...
So wait a minute. You guys are dating, and he's going to be on a dating reality show? Like, how is any of this okay?
I know, right? Well, he thinks of it as just an acting job. Like, he's not actually single, but he got on this show, and he's thinking, you know, it could propel him into the mainstream. Like, he could get endorsements, maybe be famous. I mean, that's the best case scenario, right?
Well, you know, I mean, we just had a conversation the other day about past reality stars that today are still doing work. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Immediately, if he's successful on this, obviously he's good looking, mm-hmm. right? You're with him. You think he'll go far on the show?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on the conflicts and all. You know how these shows are.
Yeah.
And he's very witty. He's a funny guy. So
he's going to win the whole thing.
Sometimes those reality shows, they pressure you into saying certain things. They tweak things on TV to make it sound like
they
he
want
said
more
something.
Drama.
Right.
Yeah, they get the people really drunk. So that way that extra you're talking about happens a lot. And it's real all about it.
Yeah.
Callie, listen, I mean, I would definitely be proud for him because to be cast in something like that is so cool. But yeah, you're in a predicament because, I mean, you obviously want his hands and lips to be yours.
I wonder if you break up with him, you think he'll say no, that he doesn't want to do it. He'll choose you over the show.
All right, like, that's the main crux of my predicament. Yeah, like, I don't know if I should break up with him or just say, like, don't go...
All right.
Do the show. Like, what if he falls in love with someone there?
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get you some advice. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of people here who may have experience with that, with us being in Orlando, so thank you.
No, thank you for helping me.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Man, we're about to talk to Jeb here in another 6 minutes, but Jeb, we want a little taste of how you feel about what you just heard.
Okay, well, Callie, she can't say no. She has to let him go because that's just the way, you know, he's an actor. That's what he does. But there's one thing that she has to do when he goes.
Oh, no. Okay.
like a send-off?
I'm going to imagine it's cheat on him. Is that what it
is? Can't be good. Jeb, hang on for us, okay? And we'll get to you in 6 minutes.
Okay.
K92.3.
Join the conversation
with Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Jeb, you just heard our girl Callie. You heard what she's freaking out about with her boyfriend. Yep. What do you think, man?
I think Callie needs to crash this set.
Oh, to like kind of like ruin everything? He
definitely
won't even be on the show at that point.
Put on a nice dress, show up, have a few drinks maybe, just like... get into it.
Wait a minute.
But why? Because she's jealous?
I mean, hold on. So you're saying that she should crash the reality show that's being taped?
Yeah. Just show up. They'll keep rolling.
Oh, I'm sure they will, but if he's not doing anything wrong, why is she randomly showing up?
Clearly she thinks he's doing something wrong. That's why she called us. Right?
Oh, they'll love it. They'll eat it up. She'll be like, you can't be here.
He'll be known for sure.
Here it is. What if they actually see that? They see the relationship and they go, you know what? From the producer's point of view, I bet those two would have a great show just on their own. And then she gets a dating reality show just with him. Of like, hey, their relationship and how's it going?
I don't know. I bet security's not even going to let her on the set.
Oh, boy. Well, we appreciate you calling in this morning. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, you're no problem.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Jason Aldean on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. As a matter of fact, the station that would love to send you off to Music Town, USA. We want you to be there in Nashville so this week and hang out with Dierks Bentley. That's happening at 9 o'clock with Camp, K92.3. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. So we're trying to help our girl Callie out this morning. Her boyfriend casted for a reality dating show, and he's getting ready to leave, and she's panicking because of it, and I totally understand why.
Now, he did say that this reality show would be the way, he's an actor, and this would be the way to get him onto an actual platform of any kind, and I think that's what he wanted, so this way he can gain followers, endorsements.
Well, and I understand that, but it's a dating reality show, okay? Yeah. Dating. It's not a reality show like I think of shows like Big Brother, any of those. Like, okay, totally fine, right? You go on there, you do that for a couple months, but he's literally looking to fall in love when he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, it depends on what the contract is, I think. If it says, hey, looking for actors and blah, 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 and you're acting and this is what this is, then you have to take it for that. No matter what, if she tries to stop him, he's going to have resentment. It's not going to work anyway.
Ooh.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Ooh. And this is a acting job, is the way that I look at it. This is not we know it now. We know reality shows, they just get models, good-looking people, actors, and they go, get in here. You guys don't actually have to fully get married.
Well, and think about those actors. You know, they've gone on to do other... Everybody who's been part of, like, the Road Rules, you know, they go on to do reality... reunions and
I think of shows like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I mean, that literally has launched so many people into the world of social media. Think about it. They're influencers now, right? They've quit whatever jobs that they were doing because exactly what he's trying to do is gain that following.
All right, let's help Callie out. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jill from Orlando.
Hi, Jill.
Oh, Jill. Jill's got some spice. What do you think? This guy should do it or not do it?
Well, I think he's going to do it no matter what she says. So I think that she ought to just let him go because he's going to do nothing but cheat on her.
Oh, and how about this? And how about this? Her family's going to watch it on national television. She's going to watch
it
on national television.
It's not real.
It's
cheating.
It's all fake.
It's TV cheating.
Well, you know, but still the the temptations are there.
Yeah, and lips on lips. I'm sorry. You're not bringing those lips back to me.
And not only that, sometimes they have them pair up and they both sleep in the same bed at night. Who's to say what they do?
But since it's on TV, isn't it kind of like if you have a dream that your partner's cheating on you and you wake up and you're mad at him? Didn't really happen.
Yes.
I don't know, bro.
I think she needs to cut her ties with that man and go on.
Okay.
Unsubscribe.
She's a woman who don't need no man.
You appreciate
tell
you
her.
So much.
Right? You too. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got Michael up in DeLand, everybody.
Oh, man.
Hi.
All right, Michael, how can you help our girl there?
Well, I'm a happily married man with a family, and being in a relationship for a while does give you a little bit of a hindsight. This girl doesn't know her worth, for one, and that's maybe the biggest issue. If this guy wants to go onto some fake anything but reality show that is involving anything romantic and stuff like that, then can she trust him? I don't know. Should she trust him? There's another I don't know. I just know your worth, girl. Maybe it's time to trade up.
Okay.
Oh, hey. Wow.
All right.
I love that. Know your worth, because I think that is so important. And sometimes we need to be reminded of that. You know, we deserve better.
And if this guy is thirsty for stardom, what else is he going to do? You know?
Yeah.
Appreciate it, bro.
You guys have a great day.
You too, man. Call back anytime.
You guys are really harsh. He said fake reality show, which means it's not real.
Yeah, but the stuff, the actions that you're doing, whether they're fake or not, they're real.
Absolutely.
Those physical actions are real physical
actions. So you're talking about like actors like Leonardo DiCaprio when they're on the screen and they're making out.
Okay, but those are real actors.
Well, and even off the screen, he's dating 19-year-olds. I mean, he's not really the best person to bring up.
Tom Hanks. How about Tom Hanks? Came out of Tom Hanks.
Oh,
he's the opposite.
We are going to continue to take your calls, 844-254-9232.
K92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newland. In a wreck, need a check. Google Dan Newland.
Talking to Keith over by UCF. And Keith, you told us that you went to one of the theme parks, right?
Yeah. I just happened to score some tickets. And, you know, I met Marie online. And I was like, I've got these tickets. Do you want to go to the water park with me? And she said, yeah. And we had a great time. And
Hold on. Let me give you some kudos, though, first, bro, because to go to a water park on a first date, like, I don't know. Do you have, like, a beach body? I mean, I guess that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm all right. I've got a couple abs, you know.
Good for you.
Yeah, just a couple, you know.
A couple of abs.
That's all you need. That's all you need, man.
All right, okay, so.
Wait. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Did you wear a Speedo?
No, not this time.
We did have a second date update about that. Okay, so since you didn't have to pay for tickets, did you pay for lunch?
Yeah, and drinks too. So,
It's so strange when a date seems completely like an amazing time for you, and then they obviously felt the exact opposite. There was no kiss at the end of the date, or how did that end?
No, you know, I thought there was going to be, but then I didn't push for it. So I don't know how things went. I mean, I think we had a good time. I mean, it seemed like we were really connecting, but who knows? And then she's just not texting me back. She's not calling me back. So, I'm, you know.
Damn.
Now I'm like, man.
I mean, I hope you didn't drink too much. All right, let's see if we can call Marie. Thank you for giving us her number, and we'll get the both of you talking.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Marie, please.
May I ask who's calling, please?
Yes, this is Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Morning. So we do the morning show for K92.3. It's the big radio station here in town.
Okay, I'm aware. What does that have to do with me, though?
Okay, so you went out on a date with a guy named Keith. And Marie, our morning show, we would love to give you a $75 gift card. So this way you guys can go out again.
Oh, no, thank you. That's very generous, but I'm going to pass. Thanks.
Really? He said it went really great. Did it not?
We did talk to Keith.
Okay.
And he is interested in you, and I think you haven't called him back.
I have not, which would indicate that I'm not interested in him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, we didn't know if you were just really busy. You seemed like one of those people, which is good. That's a compliment.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. I don't know. This just feels really weird to me.
Totally. Marie, if you don't mind. Yeah, because, I mean, we'll get you off the phone. We don't want to bother you either. But, I mean, what exactly did he do wrong that you're not interested in dating him again? I think he thought there was going to be another date.
Oh, no. He definitely thought there was going to be another date.
I don't know why he thought that. That doesn't.
Did you make it clear to him that there wasn't going to be one?
I mean, I think I was, like, cordial and just said thank you at the end. And, like, I didn't say anything like, can't wait to see you again, or I'll give you a call, or like, anything like that. And I obviously haven't been responding.
So it's probably just a matter of you're not attracted to him, right? That's typically what happens when you have a reaction like that.
I mean, he's a really good-looking guy. I don't think we're really a match, you know? I have a very particular lifestyle, and, you know, most people really aren't down with it, quite honestly, and... You know, I'm done wasting my time on people like that. So that's just not interested. I don't see what the...
Guys, why don't you just tell me straight up what I did?
Okay, Marie, that is Keith. We did have him on the line because we wanted to get the both of you talking.
Yeah, I mean, we vibed so well. I mean, I thought we were having a great time. I just don't understand, you know, what happened.
You felt like we vibed? I felt really self-conscious after that incident with the kid. You know, he was... making fun of me, and it just was, everyone was looking at me, and it felt like you were laughing at me too. Aww. And I just, you know, I'm over it. I don't see why.
Because of
what?
Because of your swimsuit? What's going on?
I am not like your average American, okay? I'm not really into consumerism and all this stuff. I like to be healthy. I like to eat clean. And I, like any healthy adult, have all my naturally occurring body hair. And we were at the park, and this kid saw my armpit hair, and I guess he's never seen a grown woman with her body hair before, and he made, like, a big deal. He was pointing and laughing. He, like, screamed like I was some kind of swamp monster. And, you know, and there's Keith laughing along with him. And I was like, okay, I see how it is. Like, I see where he stands.
Oh, so you kind of felt like you were being made fun of.
I know when I'm being made fun of.
I wasn't laughing at what he said. I laughed at he pointed you out and then he tripped. And I was like, well, that's what he gets. No, I'm actually quite the opposite. I actually like you as your natural self.
I'm
really attracted to a natural woman, and I'm kind of really into that kind of thing.
So this you like the hairy armpits?
I like hairy arms.
A lot of people like hairy armpits. You should try not shaving yours for a while. You'd be surprised. But
Wait a minute. Hold on.
She's talking to you, I think.
I shave my armpits, but that's a personal preference.
So wait, is this going to work then? Because you're saying you're never going to shave your armpits, and then Keith, you're okay with
it?
Yeah. I think it's great. Actually,
well, I want to say, Keith, I think that is really great because a lot of men want women to look like adolescents, and I think it's gross. That's the beauty standard in this country. So I do appreciate that you do like an actual adult, mature woman with the natural occurring body hair that an adult would have.
Let me ask you this. So do you shave your legs too, or do you leave everything all natural?
No, I am a human person, and I don't alter myself to be attractive to other humans. If they're not attracted to an adult human, then they're not for me.
Keith?
That's my policy.
That is so hot. Why are we...
You don't have to ask him.
I think there's a second date.
So let's get you guys on another date. I think that there's something here. Why don't we just not go to the water park?
Maybe we should go to the water park.
Yeah. Okay, second date, guys.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, you should trip kids together next time.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Obi, Chloe, Slater, K-82-3, Orlando's number one for new country. Next couple days going to be pretty busy. You know, this is the most places that K-92-3 has ever been on a 4th of July. I'm saying that because we've always done fireworks at the fountain at Lake Eola. We're also going to be present out at Kissimmee's fireworks display, Sanford's fireworks display. But let's talk about what's going on immediately tomorrow night on the 3rd of July.
Yes, Red Hot and Boom will be happening at Altamont Springs, Cranes Roost Park. They're expecting hundreds and thousands of us to show up tomorrow night.
And I know a lot of people are already looking forward to the most important thing. If you want to keep your fingers, you're not letting off fireworks. Instead, you're putting your hands close to your mouth and eating your way through the holiday.
Let's talk about some of those foods, right? The food that you expect on a 4th of July.
So mine would have to be like a good bratwurst. I know you're like, really, Chloe? Isn't that something you'd eat for like St. Patrick's Day? But I love like a bratwurst on the grill, hot dogs, hamburgers. Sauerkraut, though. I ended up getting really bad food poisoning Memorial Day weekend. So the thought of sauerkraut nauseates me. I do love a good bratwurst.
And it's from Germany, not Ireland.
How embarrassing. I meant just in general like St. Patrick's Day.
So just a regional mistake. Okay, but you know what?
That was bad.
This would be good for us to open up the lines, though. 844-254-9232.
City of Maitland's first one on the line.
Oh, I think the best is a hot dog. There's nothing better with the grill marks and a nice warm bun and ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, it's the best.
You don't look into what's actually in a hot dog?
Not on 4th of July. Calories don't count, Slater.
I don't know. It's like, what did you say? Whatever. I always worry that I'm eating a Band-Aid, and then I think back, I probably ate worse. Like if they actually put like little chunks of plastic, which they do inside.
No,
it's part of the filler.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
And Dennis in Kissimmee, what's a favorite thing for you on 4th of July?
Well, it was mentioned twice already, but definitely ribs. They have to be just amazing ribs. I know you were talking about smoking them. I've had them smoked before, but it's funny. It's between smoked and grilled.
Huh.
I can't find a preference, but both of them they taste different. But the ribs need to be like falling off the bone almost.
Mm.
And the right spices on it. Oh my God, it's just absolutely incredible. And the beans, I've had beans like a couple of times. The beans are a nice serendipity.
You know what else I'm forgetting?
Sure.
Potato salad. It's always at my family's big barbecue. I am not a potato salad girl. It's not my thing. I'll have like a little, a taste because you have to, right? It's a part of the 4th of July feast, but it's not my favorite. Slater, Obi, do y'all like it?
I'm more of a macaroni salad guy.
Slater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'll usually mix it together. So I will get some of the barbecue, the beans, and the potato salad on one spoon or fork.
Ew.
Depending.
That's it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He totally agrees.
And you know what? The best ribs, if you're looking for the best ribs to actually eat, it's when somebody else makes them.
Slater.
Because then you don't have to worry about it. The cleaning Slating. Up, you don't have
it's
to worry
true.
About a darn thing.
It's so true.
Hey, but make sure you do one thing, though. Thank those people, right? Because smoking, man, it takes up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Thanks for hanging out. And,
thank you.
Happy 4th of July.
Of course, you too.
Happy 4th of July.
Man, I love this season. And I know we're talking about 4th of July. It's 2 days away. But, I mean, tomorrow is when we're going to be celebrating Red Hot and Boom. Then actual 4th of July, we will be all over the place, from Sanford to Kissimmee to Lake Eola. It's going to be good times. And I hope that you get the food that you enjoy.
Yes, and Slater, you're getting ready to celebrate your daughter Olivia. She turned 6 today, her birthday.
Ooh, I know. It's a great celebration. I want to share with you, though, something that I'm happy it's her birthday, but something that I'm really sad about, getting some news from my mom. She had to cancel on the trip. Mm-hmm. Why she's canceling, why I'm still trying to ride the emotions high over it. Sharing with you next.
Keith Urban on K92.3, Orlando's number one for new country. It is OB, Chloe, Slater. Yeah, we're the station trying to send you off to Nashville so this way you can party, enjoy all those honky tonks. You know, you've got Eric Church, who's got a new bar, Morgan Wallen, who's got a new bar. So at 9 o'clock is your opportunity to get into Nashville and hang out with Dirk Bentley too. So all that Camp K92.3.
Yes.
Be ready.
And lots of celebrations. They're kicking off today, getting ready for a 4th of July with friends and family on Thursday. And your daughter, Olivia, is celebrating her 6th birthday today, Slater.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. Does it seem like 6 years ago, Obi, that I asked you, since she was born premature, only 2 pounds, 11 ounces at the time, she probably weighed a little bit more than that when she was in the incubator in the NICU. I asked you to be her godfather there, and we were both, full disclosure, teared up, the whole thing, looking in this. Does it seem like 6 years ago?
I mean, time flies, bro.
We did the gender reveal 4 feet right behind you.
I know.
Crazy.
I know.
You know? So she, thankfully, is completely amazing now. We're so thankful for that. We had this big trip planned to go to Miami to do a Red Sox, which, since I'm from the Boston area, my hometown team, we're going to see the Miami Marlins and the Red Sox in Miami.
My hometown team.
Do that whole thing. I surprised my mother with that, and she surprised me with a phone call 2 weeks ago. She said, hey, I have a little procedure to get done. I don't know if I'll be able to make the trip. And then we found out that she wasn't actually going to be able to do it. And then I got a call that was uplifting. She said, hey, no procedure. And then she told me the reason why is her esophagus, which she was diagnosed last year with esophageal cancer, that the tumor that is benign, which means that there's no evidence of disease right now. There's no cancer in it. After going through chemo and radiation, amazing thing, it is growing to the point where the easy procedure to remove it now is not an option. Because even though there's no cancer in it, it's still, she would have to get so much removed that eating and her vocals and everything else could be jeopardized the rest of her life.
Right.
So it would add a little bit more time, but she wouldn't, you know, she wouldn't be able to do the things that she wants to do.
Right.
So she's not doing the surgery route. Basically what she's doing is, right now, she's just taking this time, letting all that stuff soak in. And I'm going to see her in a month, and we're going to celebrate my daughter's birthday then.
Aww.
And Olivia and I are still going to Miami. So we're still doing this because my mother said that that's what she wants. And I think it's a tough thing as, like, Obi, you and I are at the same age where our parents are getting to a certain age. And I'm sure, Chloe, you'll get there in a couple of years, where it's almost like a reversal of, like, the child has to become the parent. I'm not at that point yet. I'm not going to tell my mom, hey, mom, you need to get this surgery done. You have to do this. I personally don't know if I'll ever be that type of person, but I'm glad that I'm listening to my mom still. As the child, I'm listening to her. And when she goes, hey, you go and make sure that your daughter has the best birthday she possibly could, even though like my mom is not going to be there for this. I'm like, hey, we're going to be in the car for 3.5 hours. You want to FaceTime Olivia?
Yeah.
So she's going to be FaceTiming Absolutely. Olivia the entire time to Miami.
It's beautiful, okay? And then what else are you going to do to keep Olivia? Because Miami's that's a long drive.
Sure.
I mean, I think the last time I went to Miami, it took me 4 hours. So what are you guys going to do in that in that meantime?
I mean, I downloaded Mamma Mia. I imagine that's about Miami because of Mia's in it.
Oh, my, because M.I.A.? Stop.
I don't know. I honestly, I figure we're going to listen to some stuff. She's going to have that conversation. I'm going to get her a chocolate croissant from Starbucks so that way she can have her foods.
Aww.
Okay, and she'll appreciate the game. Like, I know you took her to her first rock show two weeks ago.
It's going to, a lot of people are like, is he just doing stuff that he wants to do?
Yes.
These are core memories that she'll be able to always look back on with dad. And in Miami, growing up down in South Florida, there's all kinds of fun restaurants and things for the kiddos to do. So you guys will have a great time.
Oh, yeah. A lot of spicy foods, too, to be honest.
She thinks everything's spicy at 6 years old.
It'll be good. She's going to enjoy it. And it's a great time. But thank you for letting me share. And there were a lot of people asking, hey, you trip with your mom. It's like, I'll see her in August. I'm going to go there. We're going to spend a lot of time
Absolutely.
Together.
We're continuing to send all of our love and prayers to your sweet mama Slater.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.